Hello, I'm Kathy Duplantis. I'm so glad that you're joining me today because I believe your life will be impacted in a fabulous way. I'm so glad you're joining me today in Studio C. And of course, Chrissy's with me today again.
Yes, ma'am. And I feel the presence of God here in Studio C. It's so beautiful. And I love being with you each week. It's always good.
I love having you here too, girl. And, yes. You know, we're getting ready for our Glorious Conference.
I'm so excited.
I know. It's so powerful. You know, every year it just keeps getting better and better.
It sure does. And people are getting changed by the power of Jesus.
I know it. And I love the fact that people come together. I know you're already making plans to be here. Mm-hmm. Remember, the dates are March the 7th. That's a Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday, March the 8th at 9 a.m. And a very something special is going to happen. Jessie's going to be with me on a live chat.
Oh, yeah, live boardroom chat. Oh, I'm so excited to have you both in the house talking about biblical principles, how to apply them to your lives. And we're doing something special for our online audience, too. Mm-hmm. We want you to comment your questions, and Team JDM will be selecting those questions and giving them to Brother Jesse and Miss Kathy live, and they'll answer your questions. So comment below your questions and watch live and chat with us then, and then we're going to collect those, give them to them to answer. And if you're chosen, you get a free digital download of Miss Kathy's newest book, The Power of Prayer.
Praise God. Isn't that awesome? That's a blessing.
Fun little giveaways.
And they can start sending their comments even now?
Yes, you can start, definitely.
Just compile them.
Right now, you can go ahead and comment those if there's something about prayer or anything, you know, biblical. Maybe you're going through something with your family and you want to get some insight and some wisdom, some principles from Scripture that you can apply to your own life. Now is the chance. So comment those below. We're going to go through them and select some, and live as well. So if you want to wait and send your questions live while you're watching, that'd be awesome as well. It's going to be a great time.
And chat's one of our most popular things our social media platforms. So I know the live one is going to be over the top.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Because you never know what Jess is going to say.
You never know. You never. Miss Kathy, you can say some stuff too.
I remember one of the first chats we did. He wouldn't let me talk. He just kept interrupting. And I told him, don't. And I would interrupt him, and he'd interrupt me. And some people can't handle that, but we get along with it okay.
I think it's awesome.
And so I told him one time, I said, don't interrupt me while I'm interrupting you.
You say, so this is a dialogue,
it's
right?
It's a dialogue, not a monologue.
Exactly.
But it's always fun time. And then we're going to have a great time on the chat.
For glorious chat. Yes, a glorious boardroom chat live. And so you have to be here to experience it. Send your questions. And, you know, people's lives are being changed each year at Glorious, whether they're watching online or if they're in the house. And I have a glorious story I wanted to share regarding that. Oh, look, my car was turned upside down. You never know, right? All right, let's see. Glorious story. This is from last year's conference. It says, I just wanted to share a praise report. I'm currently pregnant with our fourth boy, and I watched the Glorious Conference online this year. With great joy, I sowed a small seed into the ministry. 3 days later, I got an email stating that my healthcare program agreed to pay a medical expense that the doctor recommended. God has already taken care of me and my baby, but it feels amazing to see him cover the whole medical bill too. That's thousands of dollars that came my
way.
Praise God. I know I'm walking in God's favor, and I know he sees each of my seeds. We are partners with JDM, and gladly so. Thanks for your hard work every day. Oh, that makes me want to do a praise dance. I love it.
I love that. And you know, many people don't know that those promises are available to
That's
you.
Right.
Don't know all the things that the Word has already told us that we could have. And I love the fact that during all our social media posts, all the things that we do, as well as our services like the Glorious Conference and the Visionary Conference, we teach people what the Word of God has said, and so that you can lay hold of the promises of God for yourself.
Yes.
That's what's so exciting. And people come expecting.
Yes.
And I love hearing those testimonies.
I know, I do too. It just stirs me up and lets you know that if it happened for this viewer, it can happen to you today. And it's just awesome to see that she says she's partners with JDM. She's saying, thanks for the hard work. We have a team of people who work hard every day to reach people and change lives one soul at a time.
That's so true. Yeah. And if you're one of those partners that help us to do this, thank you so much. We appreciate your partnership. And if you're not a partner, you can always become a partner. You can give a one-time donation or just decide to do it monthly, which a lot of people do. And there are different ways that you can give, and all of that information is on the screen. You can go to jdm.org, use PayPal or text to give, or you can even select giving on the JDM app, which you may be watching this right now on the app. You don't have to get out of it to do a give a donation, or you can mail in your donation to the ministry. And just know that we're going to pray over your seed, believe with you for your harvest the way she received her harvest.
Oh, yeah, expect it, because it will come to pass in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, today is going to be another great program.
It is.
Yes, and we're so glad that you're watching today. And I am excited to welcome back Gina Rodriguez and Denise McLeod to the program. Gina and Denise both serve as meeting outreach coordinators for the ministry and work closely with Jesse and me as we travel the world preaching the gospel. They're with us today to share about the amazing impact that the Glorious Conference has had on women in attendance throughout the years, and to encourage you to come and experience it for yourself. Welcome, Gina and Denise.
Thank you so much.
Love you both. So happy you're here.
Excited to be here.
Yeah, y'all have been here before separately. Yes. I think you were here with your husband, Bobby, once, and you came by yourself one time, right?
Both times by myself.
Both times
but
by yourself.
They were about him, one of them.
He was here in spirit. That's what it was.
That's why Bobby's in my head.
Yeah, he was here in spirit.
And Denise, you came on, and I know it was the first time you were on the program, but you did such a wonderful job.
Thank you. I want you both
to be back. I want our audience, or those that view and watch this, to just know how special you both are to us and to the ministry. Everywhere Jesse and I go, we constantly get comments about how those girls are the sweetest girls. I know there's a team of people that help you. They funnel some mail and things to you from other departments, but you primarily are the ones who connect with all the churches and the places that Jesse and I attend. You connect with the pilots and the road guys who bring the products and hotel transportation, all that stuff that happens, and you always make sure that we're safe and we get where we're going and do what we need to do and have our information. So I appreciate it.
Thank you. We enjoy it. It's a blessing to be here and just be a part of this.
We've been together quite a while.
Yeah. How long have you been here, Gina?
In March we'll be 17 years. So right now 16, but in March we'll be 17.
Oh, pretty soon. 17.
Pretty soon. Years. Wow. She's been here. 18.
You were here longer or shorter?
Yes, 18.
18. Longer. 18. You were here before her.
Yeah, so. Yes, ma'am.
So you taught her the ropes.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. So we work well together. So I always tell her, there was once a director here that named as Mary or Martha.
I said, I don't know.
Which one? That's what he said. Some days I'm Martha, Mary.
Everybody wants to be Mary.
But we get along well, and it works. You know, because we're there together, and sometimes, she'll say, I'll help you, and I'll say, I'll help you. So it's great.
The fact that y'all already connected with a lot of the pastors and churches that we go to. So when those pastors many times come to the conference with some of their team, or maybe just the husband and wife are here for visionary or different things, but you have a clipboard, you know who's who, and you make sure that I know that they're here at the house, because it's important to know those that labor among you.
Yes.
And we have people that, if they're in the house, I wouldn't want to not know they're there, so you make sure that I know. And we want to always also let them know how appreciated, how much we appreciate the work that they do. And
Amen.
So
they
come expecting as well, though.
Yes.
I know that sometimes you want to sit. There's a special place sometimes where we seat those that are in ministry, but a lot of times those, if they've brought a team of women, which I'm thinking about Kathy Salufo, who's been on the program many times, she's kind of, we call her local because she's like in the area. She's her church is Believer's Life, and they're on the West Bank. There's just a little distance from us, but they usually have a whole group of people, and she wants to be with those ladies, instead of being closer to where I am, which I totally get. And they have a fun time.
Oh, always.
So y'all get
fun
to coordinate with those groups
We do. And it's so great that when we get to coordinate these meetings, and when the ladies come to Glorious, that we get to finally meet them face to face, and we get to interact with them, and that's just so awesome to be able to do that.
Oh, I know it must be. And I know both of you talk to these people, and I believe this year we'll have some new ones coming in.
Yes,
I think so. It's always exciting when the doors open, everybody just rushes in, and everybody's taking pictures in front of the Glorious signs, and there's just so much excitement. But everybody's here for the same reason, to get the word of the Lord, and everybody just looks so refreshed when they, leave and walk around. It's just a great feeling.
It sure is.
What a joy it is to work for the Lord and see that happen.
It is. It blesses me.
And I know you girls work together every day, and you say that Gina does most of the talking.
she does.
But that's okay. But y'all are a great team. Yeah. You worked together. Last week we had my sister Christine and Mary. They're a great team as well. Oh, we have a lot of great teams in the ministry that help us to get this conference together. And we do it because we love the ladies.
Yes.
In fact, men also come to the conference.
Do.
In fact, there's men, if husbands are there and they want to come too, they're welcome to.
Yes.
We have, in fact, there are a lot of men that help us behind the scenes, and they have some men even on the platform, because our drummer, we can't let go of that great drummer.
Tyler needs to be a part of the worship.
Yes.
And so it's a team effort.
It is. And that's exactly what you're saying about men, because when I would go home, when we first started coming to Glorious, I'd go home and tell Bobby how wonderful it was and everything that was happening. And then he says, well, I want to go. I said, well, it's for women. And I said, okay, you can come.
I guess we'll
let
you in.
He does come.
Good.
And he'll sit in the back, but he comes and enjoys it because, you know, it's refreshing.
When I was first born again and I go to some of these women's conferences, I really didn't like them. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to have a conference like that because they go and have these cry fests. And it's kind of, talk about things I really didn't want to hear about. Mm-hmm. I love to hear about the Word of God.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
You know, so we always have it. I think our conference is different than some because we don't have some strange, weird stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just something that anybody can feel comfortable in. But the message is a place where women can feel comfortable and come together. So majority of our congregation, the people that are there, are women.
Right. Yes.
But we have men that come that don't ever miss it.
No, they want to sneak in because I feel like there's just such, the anointing is so powerful. But there's a freedom in it.
Yes.
When women show up and they are, like you said, you might be going through something in your life or your family. You need answers. You're seeking out the Word of God, knowing that this Bible is filled with promises just for you. I mean, you can see it. I'm on the platform. I'm part of the worship team, which is just so amazing. And that's one of my favorite parts of the whole conference is being able to worship and look out into the crowd and seeing women set free just by the power of God. You can feel that shift in the atmosphere when the Holy Spirit is there and just seeing them come to the altar, surrendering their lives to the Lord. I mean, people have just been touched and changed. And I know you've seen many of many instances of that.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I feel this is a place to come to get connected, not just connected to the Word of God, because Pastor Kathy preaches the Word of God and you get connected to that. You get connected to faith. You build up our faith and we get, you know, connected to the faith and then connected with other women, you know. So it's a place that we can come and get connected and stay connected
and
with us.
Stay connected.
That's so important to stay connected. I love that because, you know, and one of the ways they can stay connected is by, you know, watching the different things that we put on the social media or our broadcast or our magazine that we put out every month. And our whole purpose in this ministry from the very beginning and our vision has been, and we say it so often, is reaching people, changing lives one soul at a time. And every soul is important.
Yes.
And we're going to reach different ones in different ways. This is why we have the conferences. Some people will never come to a conference. Maybe they're a lifestyle or they're just too far away. This is why the team that works together to get it out on the live stream is so important. We have a crew working to make sure that you get the best quality experience you can online, as well as knowing that there's a team of people that are answering your prayer requests, that are reading your comments, sending them to us, the ones we need to see so we can share. And so it's so important that we realize it's a team effort. And we're doing this not for our own selves. We're doing it as unto the Lord because we know God wants you here. We know that God has a special moment in time that He's put these, brought us together. And we're looking forward to this time there in March. And so all of it happens because we're a team effort. And it's not just the team of people in front of the camera or the people behind the camera or those that come. It's the partners are a team,
that's
part of this too. Partners help us to do everything that we do. And I know you get to meet a lot of our partners in different ways through the telephone or just connecting with them in meetings as well. But, and it's just want to let you know how much we love you and appreciate you, no matter, and even if you're not a partner, we love you.
Yes.
We do this because we love,
love
what God loves, and God loves people. And we want to make sure that this is an experience that you can leave changed with. You come, no matter what condition you come in, even if you're up high, you're going to leave up higher.
Ooh, I love
you're gonna
that.
Live strengthened and empowered because God has a plan for your life. In fact, the theme of this year's conference in March, and just a few weeks from now, so you still have plans time to make plans to be here. But the theme is you are God's glorious treasure. I just want us to all realize what treasures God has deposited within us and what belongs to us as women of God.
It's so good. And I love when you talked about, Miss Kathy, the love, that we love you all watching, you know, and you feel that love when you walk into glory.
Yeah. Yes. And the love of God is transformational. It's just nothing like it. Yes. I remember the day that I got born again, you know, way back in 1973. It transformed my life. I didn't realize that I was lost. Right. He knew I was lost, and He revealed Himself to me. Mm-hmm. And at meetings like this, people come to a place where they're like at a crossroads in their life, mm-hmm. and they're coming for answers. And we know that. That's why there's a team of people praying for these meetings. There's a team of people that are preparing in different ways, and all because we want you to see the love of God and leave refreshed and leave strengthened. Please make every effort to be here. The date's of March the 7th at 7 p.m. That's a Friday night. And Saturday, March the 8th at 9 a.m. begins the Boardroom Chat Live with Jesse and me. That's in Saturday morning. Boring. And then we'll have a little short break. Then we'll have a powerful worship service again and another powerful message that the Lord is going to has already been placing in my heart. I just can't wait to bring it to you. And I know Jesse's going to be a part of that as well. There'll be time for personal ministry. And don't forget about the gifts.
Oh, don't forget about the gifts.
That's always fun.
Yes, we have great giveaways planned. I love seeing that. It's just a fun time. In the presence of God, getting stirred up with what God's going to do. And like you said, Miss Kathy, when you're coming in here, expect. Mm-hmm. Know that you have a book full of promises, all good things. That, you know, I love this program, and we've done this, I think, a little over 3 years now. Mm-hmm. But we talk about living gloriously, glorious living. And not a lot of women, especially in today's day and age, think that that's possible. They look at their everyday situations, or maybe the house is a mess and they feel like they're chaotic. Maybe they have a 2-year-old little girl running around taking things, and they're like, this isn't glorious. But then when they think about, no, every day is a glorious day when you're living in Christ. And that to celebrate that each and every day. And that's what the Glorious Conference is all about. And this program and everything we do here at JDM.
Yeah, I love that. It's so important to know that when people come together, when we come together, ladies, we want the best for each other.
Yes.
I'm not just looking out for myself or what I can get out of it, although I always leave with a lot. Right. I leave refreshed myself, even though God uses me to give out. Mm-hmm. I leave strengthened and encouraged, but I want everyone else to have that same experience. Because everyone needs to be equipped. We all have a purpose. Each one of us has a calling. You have a purpose. You have a calling on your life that you need to realize. And you need to feed that as well. I believe that God connects us all on purpose for His purpose. And every divine connection must be recognized. It must be nurtured. And it must be honored. Mm-hmm. So all those things are so important that we realize that God connects us on purpose for His purpose. So I believe God wants to connect you.
So good.
I know many of you that are there watching online that you watch faithfully from all over the world. You may not be able to be here, but know that we're preparing to have a live stream experience for you that will be like none other.
Oh, yes.
So I think last week we talked about why not gather up a watch party.
That's it.
I think my sister Christine made that suggestion.
We talked about it in my office, and I said, oh, Miss Chris, you need to mention that. Get with your girlfriends and have a glorious watch party, and then take pictures and tag us with hashtag Glorious2025 so we can see your beautiful faces worshiping God wherever you are.
And church, take a picture of the food.
That's glorious, believe me. We want to see it. We want to live vicariously for all of talking about food.
Because she's been dieting.
I am. I had salad today with olive oil, but that's okay. Look, take pictures of your food. Speaking of food, I talked about Miss Chris's shrimp dip last program. Your cornbread, I have yet to try it, Miss Denise. Come on.
I know, I need to get you some.
I need to make more pounds. That's what I was about to say. But I love when we talked about connections and chatting here and laughing with you all. It's about that divine connection. Because I know both of you, when I get to go into evangelism and sit down and talk to you both about your meetings and the outreach coordination, I seldom get to really chat about other roles in the ministry, but when I found out what you both did, it blew my mind. I was like, you girls got it going on. You have everything so wonderful. How is it working together as two women of God?
It's a blessing. We are like a team, and we're able to tackle the task, and we split everything up, and you know, we know what God needs us to do, and we just use His direction and just pray over. Every day we come in, we pray when we start the day, and then we just go straight to task and tackle them and just trust in God. And it's so rewarding. Mm-hmm. It's rewarding to see when boss is actually preaching and you're preaching and be able to hear that, know we coordinated that, and mm-hmm. you're there and it's mm-hmm. happening. So it's really exciting it what is. God does.
And sometimes, too, when you're there and they stream, we get to watch all of it. Yes. To see what we did.
That's what I wanted to share. That right now, if you follow us on our many social media platforms, especially Facebook too, we coordinate with meetings. Mm-hmm. And if there's live streaming available, you let the team know, social media, yeah. and then we get to go and share that on our platform. So no matter where boss is or Miss Kathy, wherever you mm-hmm. are, we can be in the same environment online. Technology is so awesome. Yes. Isn't it great?
It is.
So good.
I love it. And you know, you never get tired of hearing testimonies from people that have been impacted, whether it be from a past Glorious or a boardroom chat or a Glorious Living program, their lives were impacted. And they were encouraged to realize that, yeah, God does have a plan for their life. And it's a good life.
It is.
So many people don't have a good memory. Their life experience hasn't been positive. Mm-hmm. And God sent His Son Jesus to the earth so that we can know that there is a good life that's available for us in this life as well as eternity. Amen. And so we're committed to doing that. All these years, been in the ministry since 1976. Jesse preached his first message in January of 76. And we've continued to do it. And at first it was just him and me. And then over the years, God brought in more people. Now He's got you guys helping us. So we're a team
of
people.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are here.
It's so fun to work with you guys. Y'all are so gentle
and kind. It's awesome to be here. It's not just a job, you know. It's for the Lord. We're doing it unto the Lord. So we want to do everything in excellence, you know.
Yes.
Sometimes we're a little hard on ourselves. Like, oh, man, you know, this or that. But, you know, we miss something. But you know what? God always makes it right. We always do it together as a team. And I love my friend here.
I love you too.
I love that.
I love that we have the relationship that we do, that we're able to, you know, work together and get the job done, because that's what's important at the end of the day, making it happen.
That's so true. A lot of people don't realize that there is actually work that goes on in a ministry. Mm-hmm. We do
come here and
pray, but we move on. Right. We pray and then we, like you said, go get to the task.
Right. Yeah.
What needs to be done today? We have a checklist. Mm-hmm. Every event that you'll plan has a checklist.
Yes.
And you do this at 6 months, this much at a certain amount of months. You make sure that the details get into the magazine about the address. Mm-hmm. And I mean, sometimes when I was responsible for doing a lot of that, I messed up sometimes.
You were doing it all.
I remember when I wrote a letter to somebody and I said, I remember I left out one key word. Like, I'm so glad that I wanted to tell them that I was sorry that I didn't meet them mm-hmm. when they came or something like that. I didn't get to go. And then I said, I'm sorry I met you. Anyway, I mean, it's easy to do. That's why it's important to have people proofread.
That's why we have proofreaders.
I remember that I was responsible for doing the receipts. And so I remember something happened with the query that I put in there. Thank you for your donation of zero. I've made more mistakes than you girls have ever made. So I'm so glad I have people helping me. And so the person that got that, I talked to him later. They said, as a pastor, he says, oh, I felt bad that I didn't give anything. I thought that my church had sent something. So I didn't do it as a hint.
It was great. That's so funny. But no, I will tell you, even though with those little mistakes, there's a spirit of excellence here. And people, when they come to the conference, people recognize that. And then they leave with that instilled in them so that they feel like they can go with that same spirit of excellence, because it all comes from our Heavenly Father,
absolutely.
To go out into their church, to their communities, to their families, and bring that excellent power of God out to those that He meets. And we get, like you said, Miss Kathy, so many testimonies of people who were changed and realize that they can do all things through Christ who strengthens them, which connects with our theme this
year. That's so good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the theme is that create your world and walk in it, which is based on that scripture from Philippians chapter 4, how you can do all things.
Yeah.
And whenever you connect with the ministry, whether it's through a visionary conference or a glorious conference or any social media post or a book or anything,
all of it.
You're going to be told that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. We are invincible.
That's right. We're super women. I feel like good women.
Go get my cape.
Linda Carter, what'd she do? I forgot. Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
We are. We're Wonder Women. And when we unite together and we pray together, miracles happen. Healings happen and breakthroughs happen. And I'm just getting all stirred up because I just know that this glorious is going to be the best one yet.
That's right. Because, you know, women are world changers. And they are, many times, they decide, they like the rudder on a ship, they determine which way the house goes. Mm. You set the mood for the house, the atmosphere. And so it's important that you get charged up and refreshed so that you can get back on track and do what God's called you to do, to bring that family in. Or maybe it's a business that you work, maybe you're just a coworker, maybe you're not, you're a single person. Regardless of what life situation you're in, you need to be built up.
Yes.
And you do that when you come together with people of like precious faith and we go somewhere in the Spirit. Yes. And it's not the same unless everybody comes together.
Yes.
So we're gearing up for our glorious conference.
I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I really am. I'm excited about it and I'm just charged up and have my glorious merch. We have new sweatshirts and new t-shirts.
Nice.
I know y'all were asking about them. They're on
JDM.org. We almost wore them all, but we may preview it the week before or something.
Oh, yes. It's so awesome just to be together.
But they're available now because a lot of people want to order them so that they can come to the conference, at least one of the services, to wear the matching shirts and be a part
of the team. Have them at the conference, but get them now. You can go to JDM.org and find out all of the information, as well as your new book, Miss Kathy, which I just want to mention again that I love so much. Nice. The Power of Prayer. Prayer is so important. And I just love it. It says prayer is your lifeline to God's power in your life. Well, I'm just holding it. I feel powerful. Like we said, Wonder Woman, there's power flowing through us and through you today watching. And you can get this copy as well at JDM.org. I just had to tell them.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I'm excited about that book too, because it's lessons that I've learned over my life that everything that I have that you see, it started with prayer. You know, whether I was praying for my husband to get born again, praying for the church, praying for the ministry, praying for my family, praying for healing in my own body, different things that you can pray for. It's kingdom principles that work.
So
glad that I was able to put those together and it's not a long read. You can get it done. And in fact, there are little chapters in there. Each one could be a Bible study.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yes.
It'll be great.
Glorious watch parties, Bible studies. Yes. We're on a roll.
Exciting.
So good. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, well, it's been such a great program. I hate that it's already come to the end, but thank you so much, girls, for
joining
us.
Thank you for having us. We're excited. We're excited about Glorious. Like we said, every year,
can't wait.
It's the best one.
Yeah, and your work's just about to kick into high gear. Because we've been praying about it, planning and everything, but the week before and the week of, there's a lot that goes on, and I know that God is going to use you to impact so many ladies that are there. You're going to, if y'all come in, you make sure you look for them. Look them up.
Yes, we love to meet you.
As Gina and as Denise.
Yes.
As Chrissy. I'm Kathy. Let us know who you are, what you're watching, and let us know that if you've been blessed by today's program. And I hope that you'll join me next week right here in Studio C for another great program. I hope to see you then. Bye-bye. You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis's Glorious, a conference for women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.